For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Mac Langy, a sophomore blue liner out of East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And first of all, your team's coming off of a tough road weekend, not only against the number one team in the country, Wisconsin, but throw in an 8-hour bus trip there and back. How much of a grind was it this past weekend?
You know, it's always hard when you go out there and you're excited because you are playing the number one team in the nation. And a lot of the girls from there are from Minnesota. A lot of us are from Minnesota, so it's nice to get there, see your friends and stuff. But we knew it was going to be a battle going in. Unfortunately, things didn't necessarily go our way, but it's still always a learning experience. So we just take the little things out of that and move forward.
What kind of positives do you take from the weekend?
We didn't necessarily get as many shots as we wanted to, but we still had opportunities. It's just the little things, capitalizing when we do have the chance, just the little ins and outs. Just worked on those things a little bit today and just keep working on them.
Well, I overheard a couple of Wisconsin players as I was headed down the elevator to catch the bus on Saturday, and they were talking about that Mac Langy throwing her body in front of every puck. It sounds like they respect you out there. Is that something you pride yourself on, or all those block shots?
Yeah. Everybody, I think that when they do block shots, it is a team effort, though. I know our fourth liners, our third line, second, first, everybody's getting out there blocking shots, our defense too. And I'm personally really good friends with a lot of them, so it's kind of funny that either they block your shot and they end up saying something, or you block one of theirs, and then so you get to say something back to them. And it's just kind of funny how puck goes off you, can go to somebody else, or you're just kind of blinded and get it blocked.
Well, you're awfully good at those block shots. Quick turnaround with another game on Tuesday against St. Cloud State. This is a fantastic opportunity for your team. It is the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame game. First of all, how do you prepare for this single game coming off of such a tough road trip?
I think that kind of growing up, you just prepare for it, being that it is one of those Tuesday games. And in high school, you play a lot of those Tuesday, get on the bus and go type of things. So it kind of bring back a lot of memories for us. We are playing for our league, but we're playing for the community, being it is the U.S. Hall of Fame game. So we kind of take a little extra pride and joy in that, and just going to go and have fun.
Talking about the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame, obviously every little girl now that plays hockey can dream of someday being in that Hall of Fame. Who were some of the women that you looked up to growing up that played hockey?
The Lammers, probably mainly them. Just kind of Casey Bellamy is probably my favorite defenseman right now. And there's a lot of girls that went to Shattuck that are really good. So, I mean, just kind of looking up at them and seeing the things that they've done and how hard they've worked, and just kind of trying to follow in their footsteps a little bit, take some of the key things away from them, hopefully one day end up where they were or are.
What does it mean to be able to play in a game like this?
It just makes you smile a little bit that you get to go out there just on a Tuesday and just kind of play with all your friends, all your sisters that are next to you. Just kind of like when you were younger and in high school, you know, weekends get rough when you do play two games a weekend and are traveling, and there's a lot of pressure on. Tomorrow it's not a conference game, but we are playing St. Cloud, so that's kind of cool that we get to go out there and just kind of push the puck around and play a little shinny a little bit, but it still counts for something.
How nice is it going to be to have a break over Thanksgiving and a bye week?
Very excited. Very nice to rest the body a little bit, get to see the family, which is super nice. All the girls are kind of going home or going somewhere, so just some family time will be really helpful for all of us.
What does your family do over Thanksgiving?
We either go hunting or we just kind of hang around the house, watch football, eat.
Sounds like a good plan. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
All the dessert that's made, pretty much. I like all the food.
Who doesn't like food? Any family traditions over Thanksgiving?
Like I said, we've gone hunting quite a bit, but I wouldn't necessarily call it a tradition. Otherwise, just the whole family gets together and hangs out and spends time with one another.
Mac? Enjoy it, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.